Well, let's start with cross country this morning. AHSTW hosting a co-ed cross country meet in Avoca yesterday. And on the girls' side, it was Carly Larson of Underwood, the individual champion. She ran 19 minutes, 57.7 seconds to easily outdistance the field. Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia was the runner-up. Heidi Hall of AHSTW placing third yesterday. Gracie Springman of St. Albert was fourth, and Alexis Post of Riverside fifth. Rest of the top 10 includes Clara Genero of St. Albert at sixth, Maddie Ogle of Underwood 7th, Olivia Springhauer was 8th from Logan Magnolia, and a couple of AHSTW runners, Julia Cook and Chloe Falcona, finished 9th and 10th yesterday. Also in the top 20, Logan Magnolia's Marissa Brendan at number 11, followed by Underwood's Logan Jones, Exira EHK's Jolene Jensen placing 13th yesterday. Also a couple of AHSTW runners also in the top 20, as Jade Draymond was 18th and Martha Pace 19th in yesterday's meet. The individual or the team championship went to Underwood with 51 points. Close at the top, Logan Magnolia was runner-up with 58. AHSTW had 59 points for third. St. Albert and Trainer round out the top five teams. On the boys' side yesterday, Evan Wilson of Exira EHK, the individual champ, running 17 minutes, 14.5 seconds to capture the title. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was a fairly close second yesterday. Cade Jensen of Audubon placing third. Dalton Fisher of AHSTW was fourth. Fifth went to Leo Garrigan of St. Albert. His teammate Bennett Heisterkamp was right behind in sixth place. Kai Meeker of Woodbine was seventh. Joseph McHugh of Woodbine was eighth. Luke Blaha of St. Albert was ninth. And Dan Pauly of St. Albert placing 10th. Also yesterday in the top 20, Riverside's Drake Woods placed 18th overall yesterday. Team standings, St. Albert the winners with 30 points, Woodbine with 48 second, Underwood was third with 80 points, Trainer at 91, Riverside placed 5th in yesterday's boys races. In high school volleyball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Clarinda sweeping 3 over Atlantic. Glenwood 3-1 over Shenandoah. Lewis Central a 3-game sweep over Red Oak. Kemper Catholic downed Harlan 3 in a row. St. Albert defeating Creston in 3 straight. From the Western Iowa Conference, 3-game sweeps for Logan Magnolia over Underwood. Tri-Center over Riverside. Trainer over Griswold and Missouri Valley over Audubon. IKM Manning went the distance, winning 3-2 over AHSTW in games last night. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Coon Rapids Bayard beating Bowyer Valley 3-1. Peyton Sherdan 3-game sweep over Woodbine. In the Corner Conference, Sydney a 3-game sweep over Essex. Boystown beat Clarinda Academy 2-0. Heartland Christian over Boystown in 2 straight. Heartland Christian beat Clarinda Academy 2 in a row. Fremont Mills down Bedford in 2 straight. Bedford beat South Page 2-1, and Fremont Mills a 3-game sweep over South Page last night. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley topping Lennox 3-1, and East Union outlasting Nottoway Valley 3-2 last evening. Well, the weekly Associated Press high school football poll here in Iowa out yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Dowling retains the top ranking in the big class, with Iowa City West and Johnston the top three. Lewis Central is at number 7 this week. In Class 3A, it's Solon on top, with Dallas Center Grimes and Cedar Rapids Xavier the top three. Glenwood checks in at number 10 again this week. In 2A, Williamsburg is number 1, followed by Waukon and Boyd and Hull Rock Valley. In Class 1A, West Lyon is top-rated, Van Meter number 2, Pella Christian is 3, AHSTW in at number 7 in this week's poll. That's up a spot. In Class A, Council Bluffs St. Albert retains the top spot, with Gladbrook Rhinebeck and West Sioux the top three. And an 8-man, it's Gilbertville Don Bosco number 1, Remsen St. Mary's number 2, and Audubon stays put in the number 3 spot in the weekly poll. Well, the Iowa defense looks to make strides when the Hawkeyes close out non-conference play at home against North Texas. After not allowing Wyoming to reach the red zone, the Hawks gave up 41 points and 467 yards in an overtime victory at Iowa State.
You know, we screwed up a lot of small things, defensive-wise. If we're checking out of a defense or we're getting a new defense, we made some bad calls at the linebacker position. We're trying to get them out of it. And then we just need to be able to communicate, be able to be on the same page, stay focused and tackle. I think that was the biggest thing all day. We had a bunch of missed tackles.
That's linebacker Josie Jewell, who says the play of the Iowa offense is a confidence boost for the defense.
So I think it helps us understand, you know, the other side of the ball, so we can trust our offense. The offense can try to trust us and stuff like that. And I think it just gives us, you know, be able to focus every week. Makes us, you know, try to focus even harder next week to try to be able to do the basics.
Junior defensive end Parker Hesse says seeing the Iowa offense play so well provides motivation for the defense.
Amir's touchdown catch, that was an unbelievable play. Akram's touchdown in the fourth quarter, unbelievable effort. And, you know, when you're on the sidelines and you see efforts like that, guys who are out there leaving everything out, you know, on the field, you know, to help us win, it's hard to not respond in a positive way on the other side of the ball.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says starting tackle Ike Butker will miss the rest of the season with an Achilles injury suffered in that victory at Iowa State. The fifth-year senior was in his third season as a starter.
I just feel bad for Ike because, you know, not only is he a good football player, he's a great kid. He's a senior, you know, and so now he's looking at something he was really looking forward to, and, you know, it's a tough deal.
Butker began his career as a tight end before he moved to tackle.
You know, we'll move on. We'll live on. We have to. We got no choice. That's the way it works. But you know, you just worry about him. It's tough on him. But you know, he'll get back up on his feet, and he'll be a good leader, you know, in his own way.
Ferentz says the Hawkeye defense is looking to eliminate some of the big plays they gave up against the Cyclones as Iowa State finished with 467 yards of total offense.
You know, they got guys on scholarship, too, and they got good guys, so that's going to happen. That's football. The ones that we can coach and correct, that's really where our focus has to go. So the mental errors, you know, where we might have taken the cheese or, you know, just done some things that weren't sound enough, you know, that's the stuff that you got to grow through.
Barron says the defense will get a similar look in this week's game against North Texas.
This team doesn't have the size at the skill positions, but they certainly got really good speed. They've got guys that are really dangerous, and running backs included. So, you know, they're going to really test us, and the pace in itself, the tempo, is another factor. And then the quarterback's are really, he's a good player.
Well, Ferentz says that hurry-up style is just difficult to practice against.
Because you really can't simulate it the way they do. I mean, you just can't do it. It's like playing Georgia Tech. You know, good luck trying to simulate that. Yeah, it does. That's one of the problems it poses for you is that substitutions are really tough. So, you know, we'll just have to figure that out and navigate through it and see what we can do.
Well, Iowa's Black Friday series against Nebraska is ending after the 2019 season. The Big Ten released schedules for the 2020 and 2021 seasons, and they have the Hawkeyes playing Wisconsin in the final week.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're playing 12 games. That's all I know. Nine of them are going to be Big Ten games, and they'll all be tough. That's my guess. So, but, you know, we'll play them as they come. You know, I'm not too worried about that. What I am worried about is, you know, how we play here at 2:30 on Saturday, 2:35 Saturday.
The Hawkeyes and the Huskers have played on Black Friday since Nebraska's first season in the Big Ten in 2011. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Paul DeJong homered. Yadier Molina drove in three runs, and the streaking St. Louis Cardinals outslugged the Cincinnati Reds 13-4 Tuesday night. The Cards have won four straight, six of their last seven, staying two games back of the first-place Chicago Cubs in the National League Central. Molina's two-out, two-run double in the bottom of the first gave the Cards a 2-1 lead. He drove in his 10th run over his past three games with a single in the sixth inning. Molina leads the team with 75 RBIs. Clayton Kershaw pitched National League-leading Los Angeles to its first win in nearly 2 weeks, helping the Dodgers snap the club's worst skid since moving west at 11 games by beating the San Francisco Giants 5-3 Tuesday night. The Dodgers' losing streak was their worst in 25 years, topping a pair of 10-gamers in L.A. from 1961 to 92. The 44 Brooklyn team lost 16 straight. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta beat Washington 8-0, Philadelphia over Miami in 15 innings, 9-8. Milwaukee topping Pittsburgh 5-2, Chicago beat New York 8-3, Colorado 4-2 over Arizona. Brandon Moss hit a grand slam in the first inning for his third consecutive game with a homer, powering the Kansas City Royals to a 4-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. That was Moss's fourth career grand slam. Also, the Cleveland Indians share a record with a team celebrated by Hollywood. Moneyball now has its sequel. Following a familiar script of scoring first, playing strong defense, and riding dominant pitching, the Indians extended their winning streak to 20 games, and that matched the American League record set by the 2002 Oakland Athletics as they beat the Detroit Tigers 2-0 on Tuesday night. Cleveland's streak, which began on August 24th in Boston, is tied for the major's second longest in 82 years. And the Indians seem to show no signs of stopping anytime soon. Corey Kluber strengthened his Cy Young Award case with the four-hitter as Cleveland joined the 2002 A's, the 1935 Chicago Cubs, and the 1916 New York Giants as the only teams to win at least 20 in a row. Also in the AL, Toronto beat Baltimore 3-2, Tampa Bay over the Yankees 2-1, Boston 11-1 over Oakland, Seattle beat Texas 10-3, Houston over the Angels 1-0. In interleague play, Minnesota stomped on San Diego 16-0. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.